Grand Roses, Spread the Ashes and Love, Flux FM am Mittwochnachmittag. Heute Abend spielt die Band aus Schweden im Schokoladen und schon jetzt sind zwei der eigentlich fünf, im Moment aber nur vier Herren bei mir im Studio. Ich begrüße Göran und Johan. Hello.
Hallo.
Hallo.
Wir sprechen ein bisschen über die Entwicklung der Band, die seit 2003 schon existiert und die ursprünglich mit Country-Klängen die Welt erobern wollte. Wir reden über schlechte Erfahrungen mit Major-Labels, über das tolle kleine Label Noise Illusion, das sie mittlerweile unter Vertrag hat. Wir sprechen über das Touren als Familienvater und noch vieles, vieles mehr. Zunächst aber nochmal herzlich willkommen. Welcome to Flux FM, guys.
Thank you.
You've just arrived from Dresden, right? So yes. How has that show been over there?
It was fun. It was a good show.
Uh-huh.
Good energy.
You enjoyed yourself.
Yeah,
over
good
there.
Place.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Congratulations on Build on Schemes. It's been out for a year now. Almost a year, a little bit more than a year, actually. I think you've released it in Sweden in February 2015.
Yeah.
And I think even a little bit before that in Germany via Noise Illusion. How did the deal with Noise Illusion come up? Because they're friends of ours right here. How did you get in touch with those guys?
Actually, it was a former manager.
Okay.
But as I, you know, you tend to check out all the information you can get about it. And I saw that Klaus Grabke used to here as well. And, you know, some of us are skaters. And it's like, it wasn't, you know, wasn't even a hard decision.
Yeah. So you're still skating a little bit. I've seen that on your,
yeah, absolutely,
on your Facebook page.
Yeah, it's been Grand Roses music and skateboard tour.
Yes, I love it. I used to skate more back in the days. Now I still roll from A to B, but I'm not doing too many tricks anymore. I feel like an old man and I'm scared of falling more than when I was younger.
When we had a bachelor party for Robin here this summer, I fell and broke my hand. So,
See? And that's a dangerous thing, especially for a musician, right? A broken hand can, it's not too good to when you're on tour.
No. I'm only the singer.
But you've had your bachelor party. Congratulations on that, man.
Thank you.
So you're married now?
Yes, well? I am.
I think all of you guys are family people by now, right? Your parents and...
Four out of five, actually.
Out of five are married, two have kids.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's an interesting fact. That's an old school kind of way to go on tour as well. I've read that your band started out as a country band, actually. You tried to conquer the world with more country-esque music. It's not a really country band, but with a little different style.
Yeah, we started out as a country band, but then since we have punk roots, it just evolved into rock and punk music.
Yeah.
You know, you're kind of in a stuck place when just playing country. When you're going into the rock thing, you have different paths to tend to go to. So
yeah, and it fits skateboarding better, I think. To skateboard to country music, I can't really imagine that. Yeah. There has to be a beat that's a little bit faster.
Yeah,
if you're on a skateboard. But I think it's funny that some Swedish bands really do know how to play American music, even country music from Sweden can be really, really good, high quality country music. I think that's really interesting. Where's that coming from?
Probably from subtitles and not overdubs. Probably.
Yeah. And that's another thing that's really interesting, because the lyrics of Swedish bands are really, really good. And that's a problem with German bands. They don't have subtitles. When they watch an American movie, it's overdubbed and they do not know too much about the original language that has been used. Another thing that I found out today is that you did release an EP with a major label a few years ago. And that led to, I think, some important decisions for the band. One of them would be that you finance the recordings of your albums on your own. Do you still do that? And how important is that for you as a band?
It gives a full, artistic expression.
Yeah.
But it also, you're not stuck in the claws of a lion.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But if someone comes over and hands us a check of $10 million, I would probably...
For one album.
Yeah. I would probably consider doing that album and just retire. And the tombstone would say, yes, I sold out.
So what?
No, I don't know.
but the album has been out for a year now. We've already mentioned that. So how far are you with new material? Are you already writing new songs?
We have recorded 3 songs. I have plenty of songs in my bag as well. So as soon as we get back from this tour, we're going to start with recordings and probably some new songs in the beginning of in the end of this year, and a new album in the beginning of next year.
Oh, cool.
So maybe earlier, maybe later.
Yeah, you have to talk to Arne from Noise Illusion.
Yeah.
But another thing that I found interesting is that you actually were writing all of the songs for the EPs and for the first album, but on this album, the band was incorporated a little bit more. Will that be the same for the next few songs?
Yeah, I hope so.
Was it a good experience to let the guys from the band
actually
compose a few things?
I think the main reason why we got two other songs written by Johan, who's in the hospital, is that I didn't have enough songs. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I have 2 songs. So now maybe Robin, I know he has a song. I'm going to try that one as well. So I'm totally not against it. I indulge it.
Really. Ah, cool. So Johan is in the hospital still.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. That's an unfortunate event for being on tour without him, right?
Yeah.
It's hard for you to recreate some of the sounds and some of the songs of the album, or?
Yeah, we sound a little bit more punk.
Which is not too bad.
No.
Nope.
That's not too bad. Let's listen to a song that's been played a lot on this very station. It's called Radio Heartbreak, an old school hit from the Grand Roses. Die Grand Roses mit Radio Heartbreak, 15 Uhr und 21 Minuten. Ihr hört immer noch die Morning Show am Nachmittag auf Flux FM. Und bei mir im Studio sind immer noch Göran und Robin von den Grand Roses. I've read that some of you moved to Stockholm from the smaller town Östersund, which is like 40,000 people who live there. It's a smaller town, and it's like, I think it's a kind of like a romantic area in comparison to Stockholm. How did moving to Stockholm kind of shape your sound as a band? Did it, or are you a band that writes songs that sound the same no matter where you are?
When I moved to Stockholm, I stopped writing songs.
Oh, that's sad.
It took me about 3 years, I think, before I wrote my first song. And I think the first one I got up was probably Radio Heartbreak. Is, you know,
okay.
It starts, the lyric starts with, it still seems strange how the city...
Do you remember your own lyrics, actually?
No, probably not.
Göran? But the city can be a distraction as well, right?
Yeah, very much so. Especially neighbors, you know, when they start knocking in the walls.
They were disturbed by you being too loud. So what can people expect from tonight's show? I know that there's one bandmate missing, so how did you solve that problem?
we did have to rearrange some of the songs, you know, to make it work with only one guitar, but I think it works out pretty fine.
We play a little bit faster.
Yeah, a little bit faster, a bit harder. It will be a lot of sweat and energy tonight.
Harder, better, faster, stronger.
Yes, Grand Roses. Yes.
Harder, faster, blaster, scooter.
Yeah, that's nice too. Grand Roses, also heute Abend im Schokoladen. Und wer sich die schwedische Band mal angucken möchte, der kann mich jetzt anrufen. Ich habe Tickets hier zu liegen unter der 030-2000-9000. 030-2000-9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Und wer durchkommt, der hat Tickets schon so gut wie in der Hand für die Show von Grand Roses heute Abend. Bei mir im Studio waren Göran und Robin. Thanks a lot for visiting. And I hope I'll see you again pretty soon with new material, and maybe with Johan back in the band, who we wish the best of luck for his health, right? And I hope I'll see you again pretty soon. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.